May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 758. Sons of God in tribulation, let your eyes the Saviour view. He's the rock of our salvation. He was tried and tempted too, all to succour every tempted burdened son. Hymn 758.
Thank you. read together from the most holy word of God, from the Gospel according to John and the 10th chapter. The Gospel according to John and chapter 10. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. There was a division, therefore, among the Jews for these sayings. Many of them said, He hath a devil, and is mad. Why hear ye him? Others said, these are not the words of him that hath a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believed not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. No man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, Many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do ye stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God. Jesus answered them, Is it not written in your law, I said, ye are gods? If he call them gods unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him whom the Father hath sanctified and sent into the world, Thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of God. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Therefore they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand and went away again beyond Jordan into the place where John at first baptized, and there he abode. And many resorted unto him and said, John did no miracle, but all things that John spake of this man were true. And many believed on him there. May the Lord bless us, reading of his most holy word, and grant all needed help now in prayer. O most merciful, ever gracious, and almighty Lord God, oh, once again, as we have favoured each one of us to be found in thy courts this Sabbath morning hour, and O Lord, thou hast in mercy brought us through the night, maintained unto us the very breath that we breathe. And so it is we're found, even enabled to enter into thy courts here. And O Lord, as we feel, yes, we feel the sun of thy creation shining upon this poor sinner, as we stand up now in thy name. Oh, that the Sun of Righteousness might arise and shine upon these cold hearts, this cold heart. That, oh, even this day as we're favoured, even to be found in thy courts, that it truly might be this day. Sun of Righteousness might arise and shine with healing in his wings. And that we might go forth as the calves of the stall. For, O Lord, thou knowest how each one is found in thy courts.
Thou knowest the various paths have been brought from. The scenes of life are all varied and various. And, O Lord, thou knowest those things of time. Oh, how at times we find they deaden our spirits. We find those things of time and sense. Oh, we feel as the week goes on, times is it not that coldness, lukewarmness, coldness that creeps upon us. We're powerless, O Lord, to lift ourselves up, to give ourselves even one good thought. Proving continually, there is sin mixed with all we do. And at times, can any good thing dwell within? Can any good thing dwell within? Such is that emptiness and poverty we feel. But, O Lord, have we not come to thy courts, even in this, with that felt sense and burden because we feel, we mourn over what we feel. There's a sir we would see Jesus. Give me Christ or else I die. And all as we just for a moment felt the benefit of the sun shining upon us as we stood here. Oh, how we longed for that in our soul. Longed for that in our soul. And, oh, Lord, may it please you then to speak even unto us this day. That which our soul desires, to hear once again thy voice, to see thy smile, to feel thy touch, to prove once again that even though we walk in this vale of tears, this vale of sorrows, this waste howling wilderness, we walk often in darkness and have no light. But to prove this day like those two upon the Emmaus road. Yes, amidst the sorrows of the way, amidst the trials of the way, the tribulations of the way, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. Lord, if it could please thee, may it please thee, make one with us here, we plead. For, O Lord, what is the house of God to me, unless the Master there I see? O Lord, we would see Jesus. We do desire thee. Have we been like that one, as we read in the Song of Solomon? By night on my bed I sought him whom my soul loveth. Real desires, living desires of a burdened sinner, one that feels their need. And so, such has been that upon the bed in the night season, that desire, that longing once again for Christ to be revealed to them, the hope of glory, to once again being able to lay hold of thee by faith. That one who has been unto them the altogether lovely. What a mercy it is we read there, do we not? And all that might be a little gain from the watchman this day. There might be even in the latter part of the day, perhaps even on the bed in the night season, if spared till then. Then I found him. Then I found him whom my soul loveth. What a mercy if it should be so. And so, Lord, do reveal thyself to us, we plead. And if it could please thee, send none empty away. Send none empty away. And, Lord, as thou knowest the hearts and all the desires, and perhaps, yes, those wishes which seem so weak, but, may it please thee, that view by faith through the lattice of the gospel. May it be it is Jesus, that sight of thee enables that poor sinner to wait on, to pray on, to give thee no rest. There might be yet that time appointed when thou wilt favour that poor sinner. It gives them that hope. There will be that time that shall come, that time of love, when they shall clearly see and be able to say also not only that he shed his blood, but each shall say for me. And so, Lord, as thou dost look upon the heart, and thou knowest all the desire, O Lord, do satisfy such a one with thy goodness this day. They wait daily at thy gates, at the post of thy doors. And so, O Lord, perhaps they come into thy court, and Satan, that very real foe, is at their right hand to resist them. Call no more upon his name. In the language of their very soul is, hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies? But, O Lord, what a mercy we read in thy word. That time of love does come. And yes, there is that time of weeping, but joy cometh in the morning. No, Lord, is that one that waited those 38 years at Bethesda's pool. That time of love did come, that time of deliverance, that time of healing, that time when thou didst set him free. And is it not so spiritually when thou dost grant that perfect healing? When thou dost say unto that poor one, I am thy salvation, that perfect healing. I have washed thee white and made thee white in the blood of the Lamb. That perfect, the precious blood, that perfect antidote for all what they feel, that which courses through their veins by nature, by their very birth. But the precious blood of Christ, and known and perceived as that which was done for them, when that fountain was opened in that day, whereby they can say, not only that he shed his blood, but each shall say for me that which is made known unto them, that which is done for them. There's nothing more to pay. The whole sum is cancelled. Yes, that adversary at their right hand even now, turning the accuser of the brethren, perhaps showing unto them that very black list of sins and iniquities that do testify truly against them. But all to see the spotless Lamb, that one who, when it came in the fullness of time, and when that time appointed came, when in the Garden of Gethsemane all the sins of his people were laid upon him there, he who knew no sin, but caused the dear Lord of life and glory to cry out, oh, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Oh, that bitter cup of the wrath of God that are their sins deserve, but they may see, by faith, it was their sins wherein the wrath of God was in that bitter cup also, that which was due for their sins. But whereby they did say, what a mercy it was so. It's left on record. Nevertheless, not my will but thine be done. And when hung upon the accursed tree, when that dark hour came, that very dark hour, whereby they did cry out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And to know of a reality, of a surety, it was their sins that caused a hiding of his father, his father's face there, brought to that place whereby made sin for his people. Made sins for his people, caused a hiding of his father's face. And what darkness it must have been. What darkness it must have been. My God. Why hast thou forsaken me? But also, to hear thy dying words, it is finished. Ah, it is finished. Nothing more to pay. The whole sum is cancelled by his righteousness, his death, his merits. And ah, to see that thou which was opened in that day, that fountain open for all sin and uncleanness. When that cruel spear was thrust into thy side, and forthwith came the blood and the water, they may feel within, that cleansing power, to be of sin the double cure, to cleanse me from its guilt and power. And so, Lord, do satisfy such a one with thy goodness this day. O Lord, do reveal thyself in love and mercy. Lord, thou knowest then, we will pray for each one, from the youngest, the babe in arms, through to those in their even time of life years. Lord, we plead for each and every one, and especially as we think upon the babes in arms and the young, and those going on into life. Lord, do remember them in this dark and evil world. Lord, we live in dark and evil days. The spirit of Antichrist, how prevalent it is, how strong it is. But, O Lord, what a mercy. Thou art the same. Yes, it is the same forever. And, O Lord, as are those things which were wrought, we read of them in thy word, against those gods that could, yes, they were not, they were gods of men. Thou didst work wonders in the earth, and thou didst work wonders then. Ah, those things that rise up in our day, those things which men look to, and all what has been raised up. But it is truly the spirit of Antichrist. They serve the gods of this life. They serve that one, the prince of the power of the air. Truly they do. But thou art that great I am. Thou art that one that, we read, do we not, in Psalm 132, and concerning Zion and thy people. Yes, it's a comfort unto this poor sinner, maybe a comfort unto each one, but always especially we think upon the young and the rising race and what they may yet see, and may what they may yet be brought into. But thou lovest Zion and the inhabitants thereof. Thou lovest Zion, is thy dwelling place. And we read, do we not, thou would abundantly bless her provision and satisfy her poor with bread. We believe it ever will be so. And so, Lord, we may have those fears, and we do. Yet thou reignest. And, O Lord, do remember that we plead. And may it please us, hedge them about. And may there be yet, truly those raised up amongst them, those pillars in Zion, those which will contend for the old paths, stand in the old paths. And so, Lord, do remember them in their childhood and youth and young manhood, to keep them tender of heart and mind and conscience, keep them close to thee. And, O Lord, enable them to call upon thee in a time when thou mayest be found, even in their childhood and youth, to look unto thee, that one who is able to do for them more than they can ask or even think. Remember the parents and all that concerns them, as they seek to bring up their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Grant them those encouragements and helps, we plead, in this. There are many things that arise, many questions that arise. No, Lord, we've known it all, so at times we know not how to answer. But all we read, do we not, in the Epistle of James, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth unto all men liberally, and upbraideth not. And so, Lord, enable them to look to thee, to grant them that wisdom that they feel to need. Enable them to give those answers. For, O Lord, yes, what poor things we feel to be. And speaking concerning oneself, yes, we certainly lack that wisdom. But we read concerning thee, do we not, in Isaiah, where the prophet spake of that one which was to come, that counsellor. That counsellor, and we do need that counselling. We do need that, in those hours of need, in those times and seasons when we know not what to do, know not how to answer, know not what to speak. There is that one, that gracious counsellor who's able to give counsel and give wisdom and knowledge and understanding. And so, Lord, do remember them, we plead. Remember them in the day in which we live. Yes, many burdens that fall upon them, and providence and that pathway of life. And so, Lord, may they prove also each one in the midst of life and all the carking cares. Yes, the bear the heat and burden of the day, the gold and silver thine, and the cattle upon 1,000 hills. And so, Lord, remember the parents of families and those in the midst of life and all the burdens there. No, Lord, is it not how often we're brought to place even at our wit's end? But, O Lord, we read, do we not, in Psalm 107, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. Ah, we read, do we not, in that psalm, what a gracious psalm it is. It's been a help to this poor sinner. That is not turn away thy face. That is not, cast them off. That is give them those answers. That is, give them those deliverances. And oh, there might be even unto one or another this day, there may be those things that are brought unto wit's end. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. The Lord answered, the Lord delivered. And oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And oh, cannot some of us say now we can look back. And we can say with the psalmist also later in that psalm, whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. And so, Lord, do remember them, we plead. Remember those in the even time of life. yes, at times the grasshopper becomes a burden. The mud-walled cottage shakes. Heart and flesh begins to fail. Oh, Lord, may they prove the everlasting arms. The God of Jeshurun who rideth on the heaven in thy help and in his excellency on the skies. And so, O Lord, do grant once again unto them those fresh tokens, those fresh tokens. And, O Lord, once again, if it could please thee, may it be by the, we read, do we not, the promise of the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. And thou wilt bring, and dost thou not from time to time, may it please thee, that one has walked many years here below. Their sight now becomes dim with age and at times, yes, the temptation of the adversary, the wonder where they're even going in that right way towards that desired haven. But make all thy goodness pass before them. Once again, bring to remembrance all the words which thou hast spoken to them. They may prove that they are walking the footsteps of the flock. And so, Lord, do remember them, we plead. Remember any in affliction, whether it is the young, Lord, we know of those also, the young, the very young. Some in the midst of life, and some in the even time of life. Oh, Lord, if it could please thee, sanctify the path to those in the affliction, those that look upon them, those that care for them, those that love them. O Lord, do sanctify the path to them. And may it please thee, if it could be thy will, put forth thy healing hand, bless the means used. And all, if it could please thee, may they yet in time prove this amongst of all things that work together for good, to those that love God, to those that are called according to his eternal purpose. Lord, we plead for them. But Lord, those afflicted ones, yes, at times they lay heavily upon our spirit, and our mind goes to one and another, but Lord, thou knowest them. We would not name them by name, but all thou knowest how those are upon our spirit, and but Lord, undertake for them. Sanctify the path, sweet and the pain. And make the bed for them even this day, that it might truly be a Bethel. And so, Lord, do remember them. Remember any that walk in a particular path. Perhaps a very singular path. A very deep, dark path. And they feel that no one else knows. Yet, may they be brought like Job of old. To be able to say, but he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. But Lord, there are those that we know of. They walk in very singular paths, very deep and dark paths. And O Lord, yeah, may it please thee. Oh, may it please thee. They may prove in this, I know the thoughts that I think toward you. They're thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And so, Lord, we would bear them before thee. Remember us also as a churches and people throughout this nation, throughout the earthly ball. Those that truly gather in thy name. O Lord, whatever banner they may go under. But Lord, thou knowest where they are. And there are those in those countries abroad where they're truly persecuted for thy name's sake. And, O Lord, may it please thee, do remember them and strengthen them in that time, Lord, when they may have to answer and speak before men. They may be given that strength in that day, not to court their smiles or fear their frowns. Lord, we have that history, do we not, even in our own country. There are those that even went to the stake for thy name's sake. And yet, it was by thy almighty power they were held up. It was by thy almighty power. And so, Lord, as we even fear for this nation of ours, there are those that rise up and there are those that are rising up against thee and against real religion. And how it becomes more and more manifest. And, O Lord, yes, there may be even those that are sent into the courts of the Lord to try and make one an offender for a word, to try and make one perhaps that speaks faithfully in thy name as he declares the whole counsel of God, the truth of God, the word of God, that which natural man hates and natural man is at enmity to it. And they do not want this man to reign over them. They do what seemeth good in their own eyes. They walk after the yes, and such were some of us. And there go I but for the grace of God. But they walk in the lust of the flesh and the pride of life. And but oh Lord, if we were brought in such a place, Lord, do enable us to answer. Perhaps if we have to appear before authorities to answer and to speak without fearing fearing men or courting their smiles. But, Lord, in the fear of the Lord, the tender fear of the Lord, Lord, we plead for that help then. But, Lord, remember such we plead. There are those, as we said, that they're brought even down unto death because of their religion, because they fear thee. They're amongst thy people, those chosen people. But, Lord, remember us, we plead then in this land and the little hills of Zion this day. O Lord, do strengthen those things which remain, those things which are ready to die. And, O Lord, if it could please, may there yet be even in this land of ours a turning once again. For, O Lord, we've turned thee the back and not the face. We truly sin against light and knowledge. Oh, if it could please thee, turn us once again, we shall be turned. And oh, those laws which are an abomination in thy sight, truly they are. Oh, may it yet please thee, there might be a repealing of those laws. We will thank thee that thou didst frustrate that one which they desired to bring upon the statute book in recent months. Oh, we believe thou didst overturn it. But, Lord, there are those laws which truly they make us tremble. May we ever be found amongst that remnant that sigh and cry unto thee for the abominations done in the land. And, Lord, as we often think upon that concerning Abraham when he interceded for Sodom and Gomorrah, if 50 righteous may be found, wilt thou spare this city? Thou didst say thou would spare the city, and he ventured again and again. And if 10 righteous may be found, wilt thou spare this city? Thou didst say thou would spare the city. And so, Lord, we believe thou hast thine arm is stretched out still. Thou hast remembered us in mercy. We've seen thy goodness towards us as a land and nation. We would not forget it. There's been a gathering in of the harvest, a bountiful harvest. And, Lord, do then grant, we plead, amidst all our unworthiness as a nation, may we have that thankful heart, for we have many mercies still. And truly we would acknowledge thy goodness and mercy. And it is of the Lord's mercies we are not consumed. Thy compassions fail not. And so, Lord, do accept also our praises. Accept also our praises. And Lord, can we not say individually, yes, we have much to thank thee for. We deserve not the least of thy mercies, but hitherto hath the Lord helped us. And he who hath helped us hitherto, will he not help us all our journey through and give us daily cause to raise new Ebenezers to thy praise? And so, Lord, we would not forget those that reign over us, that rule over us. And so, Lord, we would bear before thee their leaders. Show them what they ought to do. Break their hard hearts. And, Lord, we will bear before thee the Queen and the royal family. Lord, thou hast spared them these many years. May it yet please thee. There was work in them more than notion, that which is known and felt. And so, Lord, also as we now gather in thy courts, each one of us here, yes, some as we can look back to that time when it was just an outward form, dead rounds of empty service. We came in and out like the door upon its hinges, and we were as dead as the seat we sat upon. Lord, if it could please, if there are those yet dead, Lord, may it please us, quicken the dead this day. Cause them to cry. Lord, breathe into their nostrils by the blessed Spirit, and may they go home and enter into the closet for the first time and cry unto thee, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Lord, thou knowest it. Thou knewest where this poor sinner was those years ago, and thou didst send forth thy word, thy quickening word of thy grace. Lord, may it please thee then this day, here or elsewhere in Zion, thou wast bring sinners to repentance. But Lord, do help us now. We turn to thy word. And this poor one, it's a fresh need. And Lord, thou knowest we fill our emptiness again. An empty earthen vessel. Lord, pour in that we may pour out. Lord, without the Spirit's aid, we're as nothing. And all our words will fall to the ground. Lord, we plead then. Spirit of truth, come down. Reveal to us and to this poor sinner the things of God. Make to us salvation known, a witness with the blood. And we plead all these things, pleading for Christ's sake, and pleading for the pardon of every sin and all we've asked amiss. Amen.
Hymn 920. When to worship saints assemble, let the song to Jesus flow. He forsook his ancient glory, groaned and bled for worms below. ransomed mortals, join to swell the sacred song. Hymn 920.
Thank you.
seeking the Lord's help and your prayerful attention. The portion that rests upon my spirit we found in the chapter we read, the Gospel according to John, and chapter 10, and verses 27 and 28. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. The Gospel according to John, chapter 10, verses 27 and 28. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. To hear his voice and be made to hear his voice. What a great mercy it is. But we read in the word of God, do we not? Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I hated. And there will be many, many who will never hear his voice, but are to be found then as a worm Jacob that's brought to tremble at his word, brought to that one as a sinner indeed, a sinner in need. And oh, as we think, I thought upon this word and it came to my mind, it came to my mind on the Friday, and this flock, those worm Jacobs, those whom he hath loved, there will be that time when he shall bring them. There is that time appointed with each one that shall come, it must come, when they shall hear the voice of the shepherd, when by that work of grace, when the heart of stone is broken, a new and living desires. New and living desires. They shall know that voice. They shall desire the voice, to hear that voice. They shall desire and long to know that voice. Therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore they shall know in that day that I am he that doth speak. Behold, it is I. That verse is in verse 6 in Isaiah chapter 52. That day that shall come, that day, yes, as we read also in chapter 53 in Isaiah. And it can be said of each one of those worm Jacobs, I believe. We were one time walking according to the course of this world, serving the prince of the power of the air that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Was he not unto us despised and rejected of men? Despised and rejected of us? Was it not a time, does that not give a little encouragement to some one that wonders where they're walking in the footsteps of the flock? Yes, at Satan, their right hand, to resist them. They're trembling, they have not that sweet assurance of faith, and they wonder whether they are found amongst those worm Jacobs. But do you desire to hear his voice? Do you desire a precious Christ to be revealed to you? He's no more that one that despised and rejected by you. Yes, as we said, by our very birth, each one of us, we saw no beauty in him that we should desire him. I saw no beauty in him. We knew the name of the Lord. We were brought up under the sound of the gospel all the days of our life. But to us it was just a name, no more of a name than any other name. But that time appointed came. That time appointed came, and thus far thou shalt go and no further. And like it was with Saul of Tarsus, there was that time appointed. Yes, he, even in his Pharisaical days, he thought he did God's service. And some of us knew a little of that spirit of the Pharisee also. Ah, come not nigh me, for I'm holier than thou. We did not know the plague of our own heart. But ah, that one we read of, whereby he stood in that marketplace and he said, I thank God that I'm not like other men. But there is that one that smote upon his breast and cried, God be merciful to me, a sinner. One, he thanked God, is not like other men. He despised the Lord. He had no need of a saviour. But ah, that one that smote upon his breast. Yes, ah, have you known that where you smite upon your breast? Such is your need as a sinner, a hell-deserving sinner. Death and hell is before you. There is no other. You brought to feel that the soul that sinneth, it shall die. He's no more despised and rejected of you, is he? It's your desire. It's all your desire. It's all your desire. Give me Christ or else I die. You come up to the house of the Lord. Sir, we would see Jesus. A change wrought, new and living desires. New and living desires. Ah, that blessed change. Sir, we would see Jesus. Give me Christ or else I die. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Is that your desire then? Ah, blessed be his holy name. Blessed be his holy name. Other sheep I have which are not of this fold. You feel outside of that fold, outside of the flock. You look upon the Lord's people and you are. I know the feeling. I used to witness those that sat down to the ordinance and feel, I should never come there. I should never come there. Such was that wretchedness and poverty I felt, You're not like those whereby they say, you've only got to believe. You've only got to believe. It's not like that, is it? It's sad to my soul. You long for the word of the Lord. You long to hear this voice, the voice of the shepherd. Oh, those who know about sheep, and I had sheep for many years also. And at times we brought a fresh sheep in and, yes, it was a little while before they knew our voice. But they were brought into that fold and they knew the voice of the shepherd in time. Ah, blessed be his holy name. Ah, you will also hear the voice, you will know the voice of the shepherd. The voice of the shepherd. My sheep hear my voice. It's the second verse we had as our text. That it comes with the hearing the voice of the shepherd. You long for that salvation to be imparted to you. His precious blood. His sufferings, death and merit to be made known unto you as in your room, place and stead. Yes, you can acknowledge you're that sheep. We read, do we not, in Isaiah 53, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. Ah, that sheep. Now, as we said, there are those here that know sheep also. But how sheep they are by nature. Very much like a child of God, if we compare the two, and there's a comparison in the scripture. Sheep, they do go astray. They do go astray. But all we like sheep have gone astray. Yes, we did not want this man to have reign over us. By nature, I did not want this man to reign over me. But blessed be his holy name. When he takes out that heart of stone, gives that new and living desire, that heart of flesh, new and living desires. The living soul, the quickened soul cries out for the living God. You'll come up to the house of God no more with just empty notions. No more, like the door upon its hinges, you go in and out. Your ear will be bored to the doorpost. You'll come up again and again to the courts of the Lord, longing to hear. Longing for him to be made known unto you. But all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. But what a mercy of those whom he hath loved. The Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. And perhaps you read the 53rd chapter of Isaiah. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. But the rest of that chapter speaks of the sufferings of Christ, the shepherd. This glorious shepherd, and you long for that to be made known to you, do you not, poor sinner? Other sheep I have, which are not of this flock, are not of this fold, but are other sheep. The shepherd, he marks his sheep with that mark that, yes, to anybody looking on, they know whom that one belongs to. It's a mark that is personal to that shepherd or that farmer who owns those sheep. And if they get out, yes, they're known. They're known whose they are. If you're a worm, Jacob, if you're that Jacob of I loved, there'll be that mark upon you. The shepherd sees that mark. The sheep cannot see the mark, but the shepherd knows his sheep. His eyes ever upon them. His eyes ever, this shepherd, this glorious shepherd and bishop of our souls, his eyes ever upon you. It was so when you were dead in sins. What a mercy when we think upon that, turning aside a little, slightly for a moment. When we walked in the course of this world, when we served the power of the air, the prince of the power of the air, that his eye was ever upon us. When we were walking in that course, yes, cannot some of us look back? And cannot you look back also? Your life was preserved and kept in Jesus when? Our feet, my feet, made haste to hell, and there should I have gone. You can look back and see those times when the Lord has so preserved and kept you, and you wondered at the reason why. May you yet prove that reason why. There's that time appointed that must come, that shall come. Nothing shall prevent it. And some of us, we look back to our childhood and youth and young manhood, how reckless we were. And this sinner that stands before you, how reckless. I used to have a motorbike, and reckless when I think upon it now, but preserved and kept. Don't let that give you any young one license to do what they like. God forbid that it should be so. But some of us, it softens our hearts to think it was so. That eye was upon us. There was that mark. What a mercy if there's that mark upon you. In your childhood and youth, from your very birth, yes, nay, before ever you were born, before ever your members were brought forth, before they were formed in the womb. I've loved thee with an everlasting love from all eternity set upon those worm Jacobs, those sheep of his pasture. And they shall be preserved and kept. Nothing shall happen to them. Ah, blessed be his holy name. As I said, this poor sinner, how reckless we were at times in our youth. And had it been permitted in those days, we could have been taken from time to eternity in a moment, but not to a never-ending eternity where that peace reigns. It would have been an eternity of endless misery, but preserved and kept. Preserved and kept. But in that day, they shall know in that day that I am he that doth speak. Behold, it is I. Like dear old Joseph Iron said, he rejoiced in that time, that it is not according to the will of man. His eye will work. Yes, if that one is marked, maybe those things that are frustrated in your pathway, brought to nothing, but for a reason. They're bitter to the flesh, very bitter to the flesh, but his eye will work, and who shall let it? None can stay his hand or say, what doest thou? And is it not the leadings of the Lord, the guidings, as he draws those sheep by his sweet resistless power, leads them in that way, in that pathway which he will have them to go in. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they shall follow me. They shall follow me. The shells and wills of Jehovah, what a mercy it is. As I said, Joseph Irons, he said, what a mercy it was, I will work. I will work, and who shall let it? None can stay his hand or say, what doest thou? And perhaps the Lord has put forth his hand in your path and frustrated those things, and you wonder at the reason why. I know the thoughts that I think toward you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. As we say that second verse, and I give unto them. We know not how you come into the courts of the Lord this morning, but is that your desire? You've been brought to hear his voice. But you long for that divine reality. Long for that divine reality. I know I may have spoken of it before, but it comes to mind now concerning Yedi, that one we read of in that little pamphlet. The Lord so wrought in him, he was a marked sheep. He's brought to that place, yes. What a mercy. It doesn't matter. Even that one, simple in his ways, be careful how we speak, as we each feel that we've all got those imperfections in our bodies. The Lord knoweth them that are his. Even the most unlikely, and the Lord will teach them and lead them, and they're brought to desire him. They're brought to desire him. You read in the Song of Solomon, those black but comely ones, draw me, and we run after thee. And so it is that drawing, and there will be that running. Yes, it's not that running as some men would do it. It's a free will. It's a drawing of the Spirit. The shepherd has drawn them. Draw me, and we run after thee. Dear yet of old, that was who he desired. He longed, this be made known to him. Christ revealed the hope of glory. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. But that was his desire. He knew himself as a needy sinner, and he saw in Christ his all, his only hope. And there is no salvation to be found in any other. And you may be like one, yes, and some of us, we've proved it so, the more we strove against sin's power. I sinned and stumbled, but the more, till late I heard my Saviour say, come hither, soul, I am the way, the voice of the shepherd. Come hither, soul. Yes, you've heard that. Come hither, soul, I am the way. And you long then for him to speak. He said, dear Yeddy of old, perhaps no doubt you're familiar with that account of him. That time appointed came. That time of love came when it was revealed to him Christ, his hope of glory. It was revealed to him that one that has satisfied everything concerning the law in every jot and tittle in his room, place and stead. Sound of my soul. Sound of my soul. Remember it was so with this poor sinner. Yes, as we said, in our days of our youth, recklessness. But that time appointed came when there was that groaning unto the Lord, crying unto the Lord. And perhaps you feel like this, but I cry and shout, but it's shutting out my voice. But I trust I approved also. He'll pour out, continue to pour out upon you that spirit of grace and supplications. He'll continue to pour out upon you, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. I will not let thee go. Is that your desire? It's been your desire in the closet, perhaps even in the past days. I will not let thee go. You feel your life fast hastens on. You feel another year begins to draw to a close, doth it not? The harvest is ended, the summer is ended, the harvest is finished, and still I'm not saved. I may not have quoted that quite right, but you know that portion. Still I'm not saved. These are real desires of a child of God. One that by the Spirit been led. I've loved thee with an everlasting love, therefore with loving kindness I draw thee. The Spirit's voice. You've heard the voice, the Spirit, the voice of the Spirit, the blessed Spirit within you. Walk in the footsteps of the flock. As we said, when we used to purchase another, perhaps a batch of sheep and put them in with a flock, there was a little while before there was a joining together, before they took any notice of one's voice, they may have looked up, but they didn't come. There's a time when they did come. They did come. And so will it be with a poor child of God. That one that, you feel it. Not of this flock at the moment. You feel, as I said just now, I used to look upon those that sat down to the ordinance and feel I'd never come there. They're so different than what I am. I don't know what they know. It seems it hasn't been revealed to me. It may be in a path. But the Lord knows, this shepherd knows how to deal with this sheep. It may be by terrible things in righteousness, these things are taught, revealed. Ah, don't be surprised if it's in a way which is very different to what your flesh would like. But a faith will approve it well. Faith will approve it well. When Jacob wrestled with the angel put forth his hand and touched him in the hollow of his thigh. He knew it, and he went all the days of his life, did he not? With the remembrance of that from time to time, he halted upon his thigh. There with that, when the Lord touches you in your path, there will be a remembrance of that time. But at that time, like I no doubt Jacob, when he halted upon his thigh, he remembered that time, the blessing he obtained. The blessing he obtained. Ah, and some of us, we can look back to those times when it was so. The Lord put forth his hand. The Lord is sovereign in his dealings with his people. And so it is with a shepherd. Ah, going back to the time when we kept sheep, we had to deal with some in a different way than others. Some were continually getting help. We had a, as it were, a great struggle with them. And even to the point where we got rather frustrated, such was our natural spirit. But this shepherd, are those whom he loves, ever will love them. Even though they're rebellious, they kick against these things. They kick against these things like the bullock against the yoke. But rebellious thou hast been and art rebellious still. But since in love I took thee in, my purpose, my eternal purpose I'll pursue. I'll fulfill it. My purpose I'll fulfill. And you may be rebellious still to that which the Lord hath done, but I know it was in my own path, it was that rebellion, yet it was that time appointed. That time appointed when the Lord manifested himself in love and mercy to me. And as we say, there'll be that which will remind you of that, that blessing that's been obtained. There may be that which has touched you in your pathway, in your body, in your circumstances. But there will be that remembrance. And like Jacob, you'll halt upon your thigh. But it's our good shepherd and bishop of your souls that's carried you all the days of ever yet will carry. That time appointed comes. That time appointed will come. When they shall, and you shall also. These are not the words of man. The Lord spake, did he not? These are the words of the Lord. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. They follow me. And I give unto them. And so if you're found then, yes, still watching and waiting, you're waiting daily to the gates of the post of his doors. You know that one at Bethesda's pool, you know it, you feel it in your own spirit. Yes, many years you feel you've waited there. That time came when the Lord drew near unto him. Now I felt like that. I felt, well, it seems longer than 38 years. Long for that sweet deliverance, that sweet assurance. But with the thief upon the cross, it was in the last moan of his life. We saw his cut down in a moment. But that one of Bethesda's pool, 38 years. Some it's here a little, there a little, line upon line, precept upon precept. The Lord is sovereign. But I believe there will be a time when you'll remember, you'll be able to trace back to a moment, or a time, or a season, where the Lord appeared. The Lord wrought that wonder in your path, wrought that wonder which only you can do of yourself. And you'll then acknowledge the Lord hath done it. The Lord hath done it. Blessed be his holy name. I know I've spoken of it before, but that portion of Ephesians chapter 2 is very precious unto this poor sinner. You approve, like I felt I proved my own soul as I read that chapter that day, and the Lord opened my understanding that day. That at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope in the world, having no hope and without God in the world, but now in Christ Jesus, who hath made both one and hath broken down the wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. He came and preached peace to you which were afar off, to them that were nigh. To see that shepherd that suffered for his sheep, awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against a man that is my fellow. He suffered, bled, and died. As we said, you read chapter 53 of Isaiah. You read that chapter in your leisure, but oh, may the blessed Spirit open it to your understanding. Open it to your understanding. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief when thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. He shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. The shepherd, the sword of divine justice that he bore. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death. He was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. But the time is gone. The time is gone. May the Lord be pleased. Oh, may the Lord, so by the Spirit, lead one or another. Ah, they may prove even this day they're in the footsteps of the flock. But may hear his voice, that which their soul desires. Nothing else will satisfy. I know it didn't say, nothing else will satisfy me in those days. Ah, yes, many days have passed since then. Even time things, I forgot all about time things. But I long for his salvation. But I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day were £725, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Burgess will address the Sunday School this afternoon. Mr. Hadley will preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Tim Parrish next Lord's Day, who also hopes to address the Sunday School and administer the Lord's Supper after the evening service. Let us close with hymn 942. O God of grace, of love immense, how free thy favours to dispense, I to thy mercy seat repair, since thou hast said, I'll meet thee there. Hymn 942.
Thank you.
be pleased to bless that which is of thee. May thy voice, the voice of the shepherd, have been heard, and cover the mantle of thy forgiving love over all that thou hast seen and heard amiss. And do be pleased to come up with us again at the evening hour. O Lord, make one with us, that might truly know of a truth we have found our walking in the footsteps of the flock. We have found amongst those poor, weary lambs or sheep gathered up in the bosom of the shepherd, and are to be carried all the days of our life, even down unto the end. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.